Let us stand and let us just welcome each other in the name of the Lord. If you could shake the person beside you. Sing, all is well, all is well. We have heard the message, shalom, all is well. Rest, for all is well,
all is well,
all is well,
all is well,
all is well.
Hallelujah.
We have heard the message, shalom. Behind the inner veil, so rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. There's a story in the Bible of Elijah, the Shunammite woman and her son. The woman found favor with God, and he gave her a son. Working in the field, the little boy died, but the woman's faith never failed.
Yes,
even in death, she testified that all is well. Shalom, all is well. There is a place, yes, a perfect rest behind the inner veil. So rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. Now things have not worked out like God's people have thought. For we still here, we're fighting the greatest battle ever fought. Yes, we must have the faith of Abraham, knowing God's word never fails. If you trust in Him, the all is well,
all is well,
all is well,
all is well.
Yes, we have heard the message, shalom. All is well. Oh, there is a place, a perfect rest behind the so rest, little bride, rest, for all is well. In your presence, that's where I am strong. In your presence, oh Lord, my God, it is in your presence. Where I long,
oh,
seeking your grace,
touching your grace,
touching your grace,
oh,
in the cleft of the rock,
no.
but in your presence, oh God, in your presence, oh God,
it is in your presence,
in your presence,
Lord, that's where I am strong,
oh, but in your presence,
oh Lord, my God,
it is in your presence,
Lord, that's where I am strong,
oh,
to be seeking your face,
your face,
touching.
Just for the will more to open the word of prayer.
Amen. Amen. May God bless you tonight. Amen. The message that went out for the prayer meeting tonight said, Brother Faithful is preaching, you know. So brother was under pressure. I was like, Brother Will, I think they made a mistake. I was telling him that I had a dream this morning, and we were coming to church in the dream, and then I realized that, ooh, I'm the one who's supposed to preach, and I didn't prepare anything, you know. It was a nightmare for me. But then I'm so glad I realized that I'm not the only one, you know. So we thank God. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, how thankful we are to be called your children. Father, what else could we have been? We wouldn't want to live, Lord, if it wasn't that you are our Father. So we thank you that you keep us safe. Lord, we run to and from, we come back from work, we go to college, we do all these things, Lord, and never a scratch upon our bodies, because you watch over us and you keep us safe. And now, even tonight, you've given us an opportunity that we can come into your presence, Lord, oh God, to sing these good old songs. Father, we don't realize the power, Lord, of attending service and what it does to us. It resets us, Lord, and we are so thankful tonight that we have that opportunity to be reset once again. Lord, to be filled up, Lord, where the enemy had tried to take away. Lord, we are so thankful. We submit now ourselves to you. Help us, Lord, to lose ourselves in singing these songs. Lord, to just forget about everything, Lord, and enter into your presence where your word will speak to us, Lord, and raise us to a higher ground. This is our desire tonight, Lord. May you come and minister unto us. We commit the musicians to you, even the preacher, Lord. May you use thy servants, Lord, to minister us into that place where you want us to be tonight. Amen. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Listen, justified.
We are justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place to justify.
justified. Oh, hallelujah, justified. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Oh, I was sitting alone and wondering about what I'm supposed to do. I can't deny times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from you. But I know that deep within my soul I felt sorry. Honest I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord. Forgive me again with you. We stand justified.
Justified.
Oh, we are justified. Hallelujah. You have not done it in the first place to justify. We stand justified.
Justified.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place to justify. Oh yes, so often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall. For he promised I'll be victorious when I know I'm not at all. And I heard an eagle scream. Yes, quicken my soul. They said you've not done it in the first place to justify. We stand justified.
Justified.
Hey, justified. Hallelujah. You have not done it in the first place to justify. We stand justified.
Justified.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justify. Jesus, you looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. He didn't look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. You stand justified.
Justified.
Hey, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. You stand justified.
Justified.
Justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. So every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. If it's sickness that you feel and your body isn't well, remember He's the great physician, and in Him all I dwell. Let us just cast your cares on Jesus, and you'll find you'll soon be whole. Believe His word and promise, for His smile. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Saints, you might ask Him for your salvation, of one of your close relations. Yes, one you truly love is quite far away. Let us look unto the Lord, and by faith stake your claim.
Just believe in God
and call upon His name.
Every promise, every little promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse,
and every line.
I am
trusting
in His
love.
Yes,
every promise in the book is mine.
You may find you lost the passion, maybe because of your poor reaction.
This life isn't that fair.
Does He really care?
Let us look
unto the Lord,
and you'll find
He's always there.
Just believe His word
and
trust in our God. He can.
Every promise in the book is
mine. Every chapter, every verse,
and every line.
I am trusting
in His love,
divine. Every promise in the book is mine. We're living by faith
in Jesus above.
We're trusting,
confiding in His way to
love.
From all I'm saved, in His sheltering
heart,
I'm living by faith.
And feel no alarm, oh, we'll feel no alarm.
Oh, I care not today what tomorrow will bring. If shadow
of
sunshine or rain,
the Lord
I know ruleth over everything, and all of my worries in I'm living by faith.
I'm living by faith
in Jesus above.
Oh, a trusting,
confiding in His great
love.
From all I'm saved, in His sheltering
arms,
I'm living by faith.
Tempest may blow and the storm clouds arise,
obscuring the brightness of light.
I'm never alarmed at the overcast skies.
The Master looks on at my
star.
Oh, are you living? Are you living? Are you living by faith? In Jesus
above,
we're trusting, confiding.
Trusting,
confiding.
From all I'm
saved, in His sheltering
arms,
I'm living by faith and
feel no alarm.
Oh, I know Thy grace safely will carry me through, no matter what evil betide. Why should I then care,
though the tempest may blow?
If Jesus looks on at my side,
are you
living by faith? I'm living by faith in Jesus
above. We're
trusting,
confiding
in His
great love.
From all I'm
saved,
in His sheltering
arms,
in His sheltering
arms,
living by faith and
feel no alarm.
I know that He turned
to this earth some sweet
day.
Our troubles will then
be over.
The Master so gently will lead us away beyond that blessed heaven worship. So keep living by faith.
Living by faith.
Living by faith.
In Jesus above.
In Jesus above.
Trusting, confide.
Trusting, confide.
In His great love. From all I'm saved. In His sheltering.
Not to rely on what others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with me.
They shall walk and not fail. So teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait. Oh, teach me, Lord, to wait.
While hearts are aflame, help me humble my pride and to call on your name. Faith renewed,
Lord,
keep my eyes on Thee. Help me be on this earth
what You want me to be. They that wait upon the Lord,
yes, shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall walk and not fail. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
Yes, to wait.
Oh, they that wait upon the Lord
shall renew
their strength.
They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
They shall run. Not be weary,
they shall run, cannot fail.
Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
What's wrong?
Yes, to wait.
And we'll walk in the light, the beautiful light, the charms where the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Shine all around us
by day and by night.
You are Jesus, the light of the world.
Oh, oh. He says, oh,
light proclaim.
Oh, yes,
Jesus, the light of the world.
Life and mercy.
of Jesus, the light of the world. We are no longer in the dark. We are children of the light.
Beautiful Lord,
the charms and the dewdrops of mercy are bright. Come shine all around us.
To walk in the light tonight.
Amen.
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 Where Jesus shines the light in the world. Amen. Amen. And before that, we sang, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait.
Amen.
We need to be patient with the Lord.
Amen.
Because you don't know what's going on in the background.
See that?
Amen.
Amen.
There's so many things happening in the background that. In my language, they say, if you want to eat too quickly, you're going to burn yourself.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes God is just trying to make it cooler for you to enjoy it better.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. True. So Amen. Let's really be patient and wait upon the Lord. And let us learn how to wait.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is that Sister Rose? God bless you. Welcome to Dublin. Amen. It's Brother Christian's daughter from Cork, yeah?
Amen.
Yeah, God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for granting us another good opportunity, O Lord. Father, seeing your people singing, O Lord, seeing your people in an attitude of worship, in an attitude of reverence, O Lord, it just shows that they didn't come to see someone talking, O Lord. They didn't come to see a man standing before them, but they came because they know that they want to meet the King of Kings, O Lord. They came because they know, O Lord, that they have burdens that only you can lift up out of them, O Lord. That's why, Heavenly Father, we are committing now this service into your hands, O Lord, knowing that we are just mere human beings, O Lord. Nothing good can come out of us, O Lord. But we are inviting you now to take control of this service, O Lord. We are just limited in our abilities, in our capacities, O Lord. And if we want to talk from the deepness of our heart, we'll just speak things that will please us, O Lord. But we are committing our mouth, our body, everything into your hand. Take control now. And use us for your glory, O Lord. Meet the needs of your people.
Amen.
Those who came expecting something, O
Amen.
Lord. You are Jehovah Jireh. Amen. You know their hearts, O Lord. And you know how to answer prayers, O Lord. Sometimes it may not be the way we are expecting it, O Lord. But teach us how to wait on
Amen.
You. Heavenly Father, take now control. We commit all your children where they are. Those who couldn't make it tonight, O Lord. Be with them. Bless them, and let them be partakers of the same blessing here, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless our pastor as he's taking some time to recover, O Lord, after so much labor for your people. O Lord, may you grant him some more strength, O Lord.
Amen.
May you renew his strength, O Lord, and let him come out, O Lord, out of that rest with some new strength for a new departure, O Lord.
Amen.
We thank you and bless you. Bless now the reading of the word. Bless your people
amen.
As we commit everything into your hands.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Are you happy to be in his house?
Amen.
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 I think, yeah, let's clap. Yeah. Amen. If you feel led to do something, just do it. Amen. Just do it. We are in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
If the spirits leads you to do something that is in line with the word, just go ahead.
Amen.
If you want to jump, jump.
Amen.
Amen. If you want to cry, cry.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's the freedom of the children of God. Let's read, open our Bibles, Romans chapter 8, verse 18. I think since I came from Congo, this is my first time to preach on a Friday. Amen. So I need to learn again how to do it. Romans 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
Amen. And our second reading will be in Judges chapter 14. Just keep that thought in mind. Amen. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Keep that in mind while we are reading Judges 14 from verse 5 to 8. Then went Samson down, and his father and his mother to Timnah, and came to the vineyard of Timnah, and behold, a young lion roared against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand, but he told not his father or his mother what he has done. And he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So today for our prayer meeting, we have a few prayer requests here. Noah, brother grandson, here.
Yes.
Yeah, he's not feeling well. Chicken pox. We will pray the Lord that that chicken pox that the devil has sent to harm our boy, God will make it work for his good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's our topic. He will make it work for your good.
Amen.
This chicken pox, God will use it for
Amen.
Noah's good.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Juliet is not doing, she's not well. Is it, Sister Julie? Is it for your good?
Amen.
Amen. That uneasiness, that discomfort, just keep that in mind, that
Amen.
God is using it for your glory,
Amen.
For his glory and for your good. We have just read there that Samson, he was going somewhere, and he was met by someone who wanted to kill him. Mm. Amen. He was met by a lion. The lion was not coming to say, to ask Samson, how are you doing? How was your night? And the lion was coming to, the lion had found his meal, you know, his lunch. Said, this is my lunch for today. I'm going to feed myself
Amen.
And fill my tummy.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But not only Samson killed the lion, but out of the lion that wanted to eat Samson, Samson found something good to eat.
Amen.
Amen. Out of the lion came honey
Amen.
That not only Samson ate, but he fed his father and his mother and his family.
Amen.
Something that was meant to harm him, but God made it to work for you.
Amen.
Your good.
Amen.
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 That's why I said this chicken pox.
Amen.
Don't see it like a chicken pox. See it like a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever you are going through, it is just a blessing in disguise.
Amen.
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 As a child of God, and especially when you are walking in the line of duty,
Amen.
Whatever comes your way,
Amen.
God is going to turn it for your good.
Amen.
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 So don't complain, my brother.
Amen.
Don't complain, my sister. Whatever you are going through, things are not working the way you are planning it to be.
Amen.
Just realize that God is, amen. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Amen.
Amen. We have just sang this. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Amen. Because you have, your time is not my time.
Amen.
Amen. Your time is not my time. Your views, your thoughts are not my thoughts.
Yes.
Just let me expect on you and let me yield myself to your will.
Amen.
To your timetable.
Amen.
Amen. Because God can make great things, adversity, anything that you are going through, God can make it turn to work for you.
Amen.
Amen. That lion, just imagine that. Even the Bible says Samson didn't tell it to his father and his mother. They didn't even know that he killed a lion. They didn't even know that a lion was planning to eat Samson. But Samson was in the line of duty. If you read that chapter at the beginning, you'll see that it's talking about that woman that Samson found in the Philistine land. She was a hidden woman. Amen. Samson's parents, they were against that marriage. But Samson was stubborn. He said, I want to marry that girl. They told him, Samson, is not the women in our midst here, among the people of your God, and so and so. But the Bible says God wanted Samson to go and marry that Philistine girl because God wanted to finish with the Philistine.
Amen.
Amen. So Samson was in the line of duty to fulfill the will of God.
Amen.
And someone came to make, you know, to try to challenge him in the fulfilling of the duty in the line of God. And anything that will raise to challenge you while you are doing the will of God, not only you will defeat it,
Amen.
But God will make it to work for your good.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you will enjoy, the Bible says that was the sweetest honey, you know, that Samson ever eaten. That thing that will make you cry today, you will enjoy the result as the sweetest honey ever.
Amen.
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 Amen. Don't complain.
Amen.
Just wait. Just learn to wait on the Lord.
Amen.
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 Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
Just in your heart, you know that thing that is troubling you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know it.
Amen.
Call it in your heart.
Amen.
And tell it, you will work for my glory.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
And tell it, you disease, you sickness, God will make you work for my good.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You
are lacking money. Tell that spirit of lack of money, God will make you work for my good.
Amen.
Amen. You are working for my, because maybe God knows that if I get money now, I'll buy a ticket to go to Palestine and I'll be bombed there. That's why that lack of money is just working for my good, to protect me from something bad that was about to happen.
Amen.
Amen. That boss that is giving you hard time at work is working just for your good.
Amen.
Not only you will defeat him,
Amen.
But something good will come out of it.
Amen.
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 Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
The prophet says this. Do you love the prophet?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Sorry, you have to borrow. If you, when you are badly tempted on something, this is in the sermon, the power of the devil. The prophet preached that sermon, the power of the devil. The prophet says, the only thing the power of the devil can do to you is to work for you.
Amen.
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 God will use his power for your good.
Amen.
He will come and do his, try this and that, the tricks and this. But the only thing he can achieve, even if he kills you, it is for your good. He just gives you a shortcut to heaven.
Amen.
What can you do more?
Amen.
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 Who wants to go to heaven now?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So if the devil kills you, or if he threatens to kill you, just look at him and tell him, Mr. Devil, give me my shortcut to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. And he will run away from you. Amen. Because Paul, when he realized, when he realized that, you know, death is a gain, is a benefit for me, he told the devil, death, where is your sting?
Amen.
Amen. So the devil didn't know what to do anymore with this man. Because that will be my most powerful weapon. And I came and showed him to this man. He said, where is your sting? Because that sting, the only thing it can do is just to take me out of this body of suffering and bring me into glory.
Amen.
Amen. It will work for you. There's nothing that will harm you in this world. Amen. Even if temporarily it can be painful, Paul says the suffering of present time are not to be compared to the glory that will be revealed in you. Amen. That glory is in you and it will be soon revealed. Amen. Samson, it took him just a few days from the condition of being someone's meal to him eating that same person want to kill him.
Amen.
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 Amen. God is good. Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen.
So much that even if you don't understand what you are going through, just kneel down and say, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Just kneel down and start praising. Because he knows what where is that leading you through.
Yes.
Amen. Even if things don't work the way you are expecting it to be.
Amen.
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 God is so good.
Amen.
God is so good. Because you know, sometimes you may have your own agenda. And the answer may be here.
Amen.
But you are not ready to receive the answer. Amen. You are not, and you start complaining.
Oh Lord.
Just remember. Sorry. The children of Israel, they were in bondage. They're crying night and day. Lord, help us out. We are tired of this bondage. And God from heaven heard their prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. And God gave them the answer. And the answer came and spoke to them. He said, why are you fighting each other? Did they accept the answer? No. Why? Because they were not ready yet. Amen. The answer may be there, but you are not ready to receive it yet. And God is holding it off of you. Because they could have even killed the answer. That's why God took the answer and sent it back somewhere in the desert. And he did that for 40 years because why? They were not ready yet.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You may not be ready yet to handle the answer.
Amen.
Amen. Moses, he said, if I stayed here, these guys, they're going to accuse me and I'll be killed. The very answer to your problem, because of your attitude, because of your lack of, you're not ready to accept it, it may become a curse to you. That's why God, he will hold it off a little bit while he's making you ready.
Amen.
Amen. My brother, my sister, maybe that husband you're expecting to, you're asking for, he may just be sitting here, but you are not ready to accept him yet.
Amen.
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 The young ones are smiling. Amen, amen, amen. You may not just be ready. The answer can come and you say, Moses, you killed the Egyptian the other day. I'm going to report you to Pharaoh. That's the very answer to your prayer. But a few years later,
amen,
that same girl will come and you say, oh, this is the bone of my bones. Amen. Well, Jesse.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we don't want to go that way. Otherwise, people will get revelations, too much revelation. And we need, you know, even weddings, we need to space them in church. If we have 10 weddings in a week, we won't manage them right.
Amen.
So, just, we need to keep that in mind. That everything, everything, sometimes it may be hard to accept. But remember, God knows what he's doing.
Amen.
God knows where he wants to lead you.
Amen.
And when the time comes for the realization, then you will connect the dots.
Amen.
Amen. Then you can connect the dots, you know, okay. It didn't work because that was not there yet. That's why I had to go through this way. That's why I had to go into that hospital. Sometimes that disease, you know, you caught that sickness just to go into that hospital. You remember what Brother Andrew was telling us about that brother who was caught, arrested for nothing that he did do. And he went to that prison, and the people were rejoicing. Oh, we were praying for God to send us a pastor.
Amen.
Amen. You remember that? Yeah. We were here, we're praying, oh God, send us someone to preach us the gospel. And out of nothing, that brother did was not even part of that crime. But the criminals, since they knew that they committed the crime, when they saw the police, they ran away.
Amen.
And him, who didn't understand anything, was there waiting, and they caught him. They say, you are the guy that killed or robbed or whatever. And he spent, I don't know, 15 years in prison. Yeah? Amen.
Amen.
For your good.
Amen.
Sometimes it just, it blow our human mind.
Amen.
We don't understand it. But that's the way of God to work. An obstacle on your way to fulfill the will of God, God can use it as a stepping stone.
Amen.
For you to achieve. For you to get to a higher level.
Amen.
That's why being in the will of God is the key point.
Yes.
Because if you are doing your own stuff, you know, you are breaking the word and doing it, and the thing started to go wrong, don't say, no, it's working for my good. No. That you are paying the price of your disobedience.
Yes.
But just make sure that you are walking in the right, in the path of the Lord. You have the backing of the kingdom with you. You have bodyguards around you. The angel of the Lord encampeth around. And that angel, he may push someone to do something that you may not understand. But it's just him. Just remember, they had just left Egypt, you know. After so many years of suffering, after so many years of asking for God's deliverance, and finally deliverance came. And they were happy, rejoicing. And finally we are going to that land that God promised us, where honey and milk, and they were happy singing on their way. Before they know it, Red Sea. Amen. The Red Sea was there.
Amen.
And before they know it, how are we going to cross the Red Sea? Behind them, something else was coming.
Amen.
Amen. Mountain here, mountain there, and nowhere to go. And in that movie, Samson, that Pharaoh said, their God is a poor general. You know, he didn't even give them a way of escape. You know. They were there crying. They were afraid. They didn't know what to do. Everything was against them. The Red Sea was there. It was not their friend. Anyone who tried to get in, you're going to be swallowed and eaten by, you know, sharks, yeah. Sorry, I spoke French. Yeah, we call it requin. Gonna be eaten by sharks. Gonna be eaten by alligators.
Yes,
so that Red Sea was not friendly to them at all. And those guys coming, they say, these slaves, they made us lose, I don't know, 2 weeks of business. And especially remember, every one of them had lost their firstborn. Remember that.
Amen.
So they were coming with a very, very good spirit of vengeance.
Amen.
From the Pharaoh himself.
True.
Some of them has ulcers still. They still have scars of the ulcers. Say, these guys, if we catch them today, they're going to see. But remember, God didn't send an angel from heaven.
Amen.
God didn't send, I don't know, Michael or what. The solution didn't come from heaven. God used only the opposition
Amen.
To work for their good.
Amen.
Amen. The very Red Sea that was supposed to swallow them, God used them as a way, used it as a way of escape. Not only as a way of escape for them, but also as a graveyard for the Egyptians.
Amen.
Amen. God will make it work for you.
Amen.
He will make it work for your good.
Amen.
Even the opposition, that opposition, God will make it to work in a certain way that it will carry you on its wings. And it will be, you know, an enemy to your enemies.
Amen.
Amen. The Red Sea that was supposed to kill them, the Red Sea became a way of escape.
Amen.
The Red Sea became the enemy of the Pharaoh and his people.
Amen.
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 Amen. So, whatever Red Sea stands before you, God will use it for your good. Amen. Just look at it while we are preaching, while we are talking, while we are listening. Just say it in your heart. You may have something in your body that's troubling you.
Amen.
Just tell it. You are there to work for my glory.
Amen.
Amen. Tell it you are defeated.
Amen.
The God that I serve, the God that out of nothing created the world,
Amen.
That God is fighting for me.
And
I only know that God sometimes he can call one of the devils, one of the demons, and say, I want to fulfill my word. Who is going and seduce Ahab and his disciples? Say, okay, what will you do? Oh, no, I want to do that. Okay, go and keep that, my brother, my son, Daniel. Because I know these days he wants to do something that I won't be happy with. Give him some back pain. Just keep him in the bed for 1 week. Because I want to protect him.
Amen.
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 Paul was saying, I have that angel of the devil in my, that weakness to keep me from puffing up.
Amen.
Amen. It was the angel of the devil that God sent to work for Paul's good.
Amen.
You may be crying, oh my goodness, oh God, the things are not working. Change your language. Of course, we will still say it. Oh no. But when you go back to yourself, remember Job as a man. He cried, he complained, he said this. But when revelation struck, he said, I know that my Redeemer liveth.
Amen.
Amen. When that time comes where you hit now the bottom of the pit, there's nowhere to go anymore. That's where you turn your eyes and you say, I know my Lord lives.
Amen.
And this situation, my Lord Amen. Sent it to work for my good.
Amen.
How many are happy to be children of God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. There's so many examples we can mention, but we are going to pray. We don't want to take so much time. Just one more thing. The prophet says this. Why does he stand by? He's talking about sometimes God just will say, I know. You're just trying to pray and God help me. To Paul he says, my mercy, my grace is enough to you.
Amen.
I know. I'm sick. Yeah, I know. I have no home.
Yeah. I know.
I have no job.
Yes. I know. But I want things to be like that for a while, for a season. Amen. He says, the reason is in Romans 8, 17 to 18. And if children, then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Amen.
He says, unless we suffer with him, we cannot reign with him.
Amen.
You have to suffer to reign.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes God lets you suffer.
Amen.
To mold something good.
That's true.
In you.
That's true. Amen.
To mold that character. That's why that suffering is good for you.
Amen.
Amen. Just go back into your life experience. You realize that the best lessons in your life came from the toughest time you have spent.
Yes,
amen.
Amen.
That's where you have kept the best experiences. That's what made you what you are today. Amen. When you escaped that accident, it's after a big trial that the honey is the sweetest.
Amen.
Amen. What you learn from suffering, from hardship, you'll never forget it.
Amen.
Amen. Just imagine if everything was just fine and everything you eat, you sleep, good life. You won't appreciate life. But just get sick once. I'm talking about getting really sick. You know, that's what, like what Brother Wilmo suffered recently. And when you come out of that, then you will appreciate life better.
Amen.
Amen. So that sickness just worked for your good so that you can enjoy your honey much better.
Amen.
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 Amen. Something that will make you come closer to God.
Amen.
Life doesn't have the same meaning to you before. You were eating honey before, but now you can eat it and say, oh, I can feel it now.
Amen.
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 It worked for your good.
Amen.
The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering.
Amen.
Character is a victory,
amen,
not a gift.
Amen.
Amen. That's why opposition, let me tell you something. If you have no opposition in your life, just go onto your knees.
Amen.
And start just questioning, something is wrong.
Amen.
If everything just goes, check your brakes. Amen. Check your brakes. Because brakes in car, we like speed in car, isn't it? But brakes are important sometimes. Things shouldn't just be
Amen.
You just sometimes you need someone to say no.
Amen.
Even if you are right, you need someone to say no. Then you can stop and you need to stop sometime. In life, it's not a continuity always.
Nope.
Even God, at some stage, he will stand. He'll call for a halt and make an inventory. Where were we? Where are we? Where are we going?
Amen.
That's what life is all about. Amen.
Amen.
So opposition is a blessing.
Amen.
Something, the things don't work and things are not. Sometimes just thank God for that.
Amen.
And it's meant to help you grow.
Sure.
A tree that is not shaken by winds, that tree, the day the first wind will come, it will fall down.
Amen.
But a tree that has been through many storms, that tree, its roots go much deeper.
Sure.
And it becomes more resistant to wind. That's what we call experience.
Amen.
Amen. That's what we call a spiritual life.
Amen.
Amen.
Don't expect things to be always everybody tapping you on your head. No. If I preach here and everybody, Brother Eli, brother, something is wrong.
Yeah.
I'm expecting sometime people to look at me and say, mm. Amen. Yeah, because correction, if you bring correction to people and people are always happy, just question your correction. Of course, you don't mean to harm people, but correction is never pleasant. Amen. So that's why expect some opposition.
Amen.
That's why sometimes expect some strong winds to come against you.
Amen.
It will help you.
Amen.
Amen. You know the principle of the flight of an airplane. You know, I've studied aviation engineering. I know. Airplane, the principle behind the flight is opposing winds. Amen. For an airplane to fly, it must go against the winds. Amen. Go into every airport. The runway is built so that the plane will face the wind. Even the landing, even the takeoff, they just choose the direction. Sometimes you see plane flying this direction. Sometimes it goes this direction. Have you ever wondered why? No, it's not randomly. It's according to the direction of the wind.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If they see that the wind is going, because if the wind is backward, it may push you out of the runway and you won't be able to fly, to take off. It needs an opposing wind, because the stronger the wind, the shorter the distance it will take to lift it up.
Amen.
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 Opposition is important. Amen. Amen. For your lifting, to gain lift, you need some opposition.
Amen.
Amen. An airplane that has always the wind pushing it back, the runway will become shorter for it. And it will be led to overrun the runway. Amen. That's why the more it goes, and sometimes if there's not enough wind, they've made flaps on the wings. You know what flaps are for? To block the winds. To create more opposition. The more the opposition, the more is the stronger the lift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. For your rapture, you need some opposition.
Amen.
Amen. The more you have opposition, the more you are accumulating the faith that will lift you up. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So don't expect things to be always, no, they are tapping you on the back. Oh, brother, faithful, you know you are a good brother. Yes, you are a good brother. But if it becomes too much, just question yourself. Amen. Amen. God is good.
Amen.
And he will make it work for you.
Amen.
The birds have understood that principle. Because airplane is just a copy of a bird. Amen. Sometimes it will just use, you know, the winds. You see where the opposition is very much. You'll see the bird is not flapping anymore. Just like that.
Yeah.
Amen. Why? Opposition is making him lift. The more, you just need to put your wings in a certain angle. And you'll see it roaring. And when he sees that the winds is not too much anymore here, he'll, you know, give it a different angle. To get more opposition and start roaring again.
Amen.
Amen. Roaming again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for opposition.
Hallelujah.
It is very important that we understand these principles. And he says, a man without character can't reign, because power apart from character is satanic.
Amen.
Amen. You don't like opposition. You want everything to be given you on a golden plate. No, you need some time that things not to work in the proper way. At school, your friends will talk against you. They don't understand you. But God will use that channel as a way for you to gain more momentum.
Amen.
To be more spiritual. Because the more the opposition, the more the bigger the challenge, the bigger you say you are more awakened. Say, oh, I'm a Christian. The more they are bullying you, the more you want to prove. the more you are on your guard that if I do anything wrong here, these people will talk against them. My God. Amen. They were thinking to harm you, but they are working for your good.
Amen.
Amen. They are working to make you closer to living for God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A man without character can't reign. Because power apart from character is certainly, but power with character is fit to rule.
Amen.
And since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcame and he sat down in his father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him. Amen.
Amen.
So we have a few requests here. Keep that in mind.
Amen.
As we are going to pray.
Amen.
As we are going to really pour our souls before God. Your different trials, my brother, sister, just consider them as your sweetest honey.
Amen.
They are more than more than gold for you.
Amen.
Because they are working for your good.
Amen.
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 You, they robbed you of this, they did this, they wronged you this way, that way. God knows why.
He knows.
Amen. Sometime down the line, you will realize that that tough person that was in my life, he was there to teach me for what I have become today. Amen.
Amen.
I remember, just to conclude, when I got my first job after college, after I left the army, went back to civilian life, my first job after college, you know, there was a guy there, very mean guy. He was not happy that I was there. He was not happy at all. And he really wanted to make things very hard for me. You know, because he was in that position for 25 years. He came from really the bottom, you know, from a loader, you know, a kitchen porter or whatever. And he became to get to that position. And I just came from college. My first job, I was on the same level as him. For him, it was unacceptable. So he just wanted to prove that I'm worth nothing. And he will make things so complicated. He will trick me here. He will hide things. He will, you know, set me up. And every time he was doing that, I was able to discover and correct the thing. Every time, and you know that time we were not using, it was in the early 2000s. There were not so many mobile phones. We were using those walkie-talkies, you know, for communication. And the thing with the walkie-talkie, when you speak here, the entire company are following the conversation. He wanted to make sure that everybody in the company knows that I'm nothing, I'm worthless, you know. And he'll call you, Eli, where are you? Okay, everything is fine. Are you sure? Yeah. And before you know it, at the end of the day, everything perfect. Anything he was doing against me was just helping me to be boosted up.
Amen.
He did so many things, but at the end of the day, from an unexpected situation, everybody was expecting that day to be a big failure. All the big managers will be there on their walkie-talkies expecting to hear something. But at the end of the day, we find that the situation was rescued in a perfect way. There was not even a trace of failure.
Amen.
So instead of him getting what he was expecting of me to be sacked, I got promoted.
Amen.
Amen. It was just, it backfired on him.
Amen.
Amen. So, at some stage, my wife knows, at some stage, I wanted to drop the job. It was just too much on me. It was bullying me in a way. I would come home late in the night, and not even the strength to eat, and tomorrow morning, I have to go again, and because he was much, much older than me. But I didn't know. If he didn't do that, I wouldn't have acquired the reputation I had. Amen. I wouldn't have achieved what I had achieved. If I found someone who was soft on me, I would have kept my college knowledge, and I wouldn't have known how to come out of such and such and such difficulties. But him, based on his experience, he knew how to, you know, to set you up, how to make things hard. He knew what he was doing. I had no experience at all. But I would come and say, okay, in college we studied this and this and that. Okay, let me try this. I'll try and this and that. Things work. Come out with the right solution. Things fine. Everything, the situation is rescued. He didn't know that he was working for my good. Amen, amen, amen. So sometimes when you have that boss, that manager, that mother-in-law, that father-in-law, that stepmother, whoever is trying to make things hard for you, they are working for your good.
Amen.
Without knowing it. Amen. There's so many, examples we can give. But just keep that as we are approaching the Lord. We are calling our musicians. Remember, we are children of God.
Amen.
Amen. We are children of God, and we are calling you to come. We are just part of that great symphony.
Amen.
And the scene, the piece has been written. There's a big mind behind everything you are going through.
Amen.
Never give up.
Amen.
Amen. Never get discouraged because of opposition.
Amen.
Amen. Elsie, you understand that? My brother? Well done. Amen. All the young ones, Joshua, Joseph.
Amen.
Yes?
Amen.
Just keep that in mind. Anytime in your spiritual life, in your spiritual walk, keep that in mind that
Amen.
God is in control. We are going to sing that, "Keep Me There, Teach Me, Lord, to Wait." And we'll commit this request into God's hand. And
let I wait upon the Lord, shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, they shall walk and not fail. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. To wait down on my knees, others do, but to wait in prayer for an answer from you. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run, they shall walk and not fail. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Yes, to wait. Teach me, Lord, to wait. While hearts are afflicted, humble my pride and turn to call on your name. Keep my faith. Eyes on thee, help me be on this earth what you want me to be. Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run They shall walk and not fail. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait.
Amen. Just wait on the Lord, my brother. Let's just, you know, learn how to wait. Wait on the Lord in His own time. God is never late. Amen. And God is not, He doesn't sleep or slumber. He is behind everything, every move. But what He wants to see you molded to His image. And He will do everything. Even if He have to, you know, to put you under a very bad condition to achieve that. Even if He has to raise someone to make life hard for you. But understand that He's behind every move. Amen. Never, never get discouraged. Never get disappointed with God. He'll never forsake you. You are a child of God. You are a daughter of God. And no matter what happens, if you are faithful, remember the prophet says about that woman of Sarepta. He said that woman, that widow, no, life was so hard for her. She was a widow. But since she didn't compromise on the word, though she was praying, though things were not working, but she didn't compromise. She met God's requirement. God sent the prophet Elijah to go and meet her needs. If you meet God's requirement in what you are doing, just make sure that there is no sin in your life. But if you are sure that you are walking according to His will and God is silent, learn to wait. Just renew your strength every day. Just go and renew. Go and read your Bible. Read the promises. Yeah. He is there. He is somewhere. Hallelujah. He didn't forget you. He hasn't forsaken you. But everything that you are seeing, one day you will see these Egyptians that you are seeing today, you won't see them anymore. Because that very trial will become their graveyard. Amen. That spirit of poverty, that spirit of disease, that spirit, anything that's troubling you, one day you'll see it for the last time. And God will use it itself to make a way for you in the glory.
Amen.
Amen. So we are going to pray, my brother, my sister. Just bring it to the altar. There's an open door at the altar, at Calvary. Just bring it under the blood. And He will make a way for you. He's a Father that will give you word of consolation. Even if it's not time yet for you to get out of that trial. But from time to time, we'll drop a handful of some grain for you to glean. Amen. To make your suffering a bit bearable. Amen. To show you that He will never forsake you. Is walking with you. Amen. Many of you saw that picture that Pastor posted today on the forum of that girl. Was it Rachel? Yes. But there were some steps of an invisible person around you. That's your Lord. In your, you know, in your life, in your life journey, even when you feel that He's not with you, even when you feel that you are walking that dark valley alone, remember, He's carrying you on your wing, in His wings. Amen. Opposition is just there to manifest the glory of God in your life. Amen. We are going to remember Noah, our dear brother. We are going to pray that this chicken pox, God had allowed it to come. But let those viruses or whatever, God used them to create some more immunity in this boy.
Amen.
Amen. So that when it come out of this disease,
those viruses will create some more antibodies to resist against any other disease that will come.
Amen.
Amen. Let this chickenpox demon work for Noah's good. Amen.
Amen.
So that he'll be a healthy boy for the rest of his life. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to pray for Sister Julie. Whatever is troubling her, let it be something that will, when Sister Julie 5 years from now will look back and say, oh, that sickness that day was very important.
Amen.
Amen. Because it helped me. Amen. I remember one man, he was a bad man, but it's just a good example to give. His name was Adolf Hitler. He once escaped a bomb attack. You know, someone happened to introduce the bomb in the room where he was. The bomb exploded, but he escaped. After the explosion, what did he say? He said, the only thing the bomb did was to heal me from my shaking hand. Amen. Because he said, before the bombing, my hand was shaking. But after the bombing, I'm well now. Amen. Let it be the same for you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Let that disease be something that will help you.
Amen.
Let that opposition, let that adversity be something that you learn something out of it. Amen. We are going to sing one chorus and then pray. And then we call Brother Vlad to close the verse.
My boat of love may sail a troubled sea. Whenever there's a wind in my sail, I am afraid as he watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, well, I know the master of the wind. I know the blessed Redeemer. Storms and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind. Sometimes we soar,
sometimes I soar.
We soar like an eagle to the heights above the peaks. My soul can be found.
Unexpected storm.
Yes, may drive me from the high. It brings me low, but never brings me down. 'Cause I know
the master of the wind.
I know the great creator.
I know the maker of the
auprès de toi. Thank you.
Thank you. Father, thank you that you gave us opportunity to be in your house, O Lord. Brother, he put himself aside to seek your presence, seek your mind, O Lord, that he can come in simplicity, O Lord. There is no doubt that he had pressure from work, from different sides. But he was putting himself aside, just get inspiration to come this evening, O Lord. We know how it is, O Lord. Preparing to come, stand in your place, O Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We are so thankful. We know prophet told us many times, O Lord, he was requesting, pray for me, because there is test for me. I don't know what to do. But today, brother came in simplicity with his work experience, O Lord. How they use these winds, we experienced them many times, O Lord. Even me, I was so nervous today, O Lord. But Lord, you put those things for us to understand. I remember my father-in-law used to say, when problems comes, he was saying, welcome, I'm here to solve you out. Yeah. Oh Lord, yeah. We just depends on you, oh Lord. Yeah, but you came to tell us, oh Lord, that you're always with us, oh Lord. Yeah, do you came to tell us that we should just calm down and wait upon you, oh Lord. Yeah, they that wait upon you, oh Lord, they will strengthen their wings, oh Lord, like an eagle's, oh Lord. Yeah, oh Lord, we are so thankful, oh Lord. Sometimes you come with these things to build our character, O Lord. Amen. Because we know that character is victory, amen, not gift, O Lord. Amen. O Lord, we just commit ourselves into your hands. Forgive us, O Lord, when we react in no good way, O Lord. Amen. O Lord, help us to understand how we should react, amen, how we should just wait on you, O Lord. Hide in that rock, O Lord. Amen. Oh Lord, even sicknesses which they are coming, oh Lord, we just wait upon you, oh Lord, because brother said, well, oh Lord, they are just to build our immune system and all these things, oh Lord, faith in you, oh Lord, help us when we going through all those things, that we one day that we build our rupturing faith in perfection, oh Lord. Oh Lord, we ask even for brother Andrew. Our pastor is preparing, oh Lord, maybe nervousness, whatever, Lord. But take all those things, give him inspiration, renew his strength, O Lord. Prepare us also for Sunday, O Lord. O Lord, even some of us, we will stay behind, Lord. O Lord, maybe tired and this and that, Lord. We want to just put those things aside, O Lord, expecting your blessing, O Lord. O Lord, we just commit our ways into your hands. Forgive our sins, trespasses, O Lord. Help us to set our wings in right way, O Lord. Amen. Help us to send those wings right way, O Lord. Amen. Because we depend on you, O Lord. Amen. We just commit our ways into your hands, everything what was said and done, for your glory in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
God bless you, saints. I hope God spoke to you.
Amen.
And we won't be complainers anymore.
Amen.
Amen. We'll use our afflictions as a blessing.
Amen.
It's a blessing in disguise. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord, and may God grant us traveling mercies as we go home. And may God bring us back on Sunday for his glory. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Such a witness.
There are two roads you may take, one by sight and one by faith. Just take the word, take the word of what you see, what you believe is what. Set your wings, set your wings, set your wings to the wings of faith. For you can fly, yes, you can fly in a higher place. In a higher place. Do not struggle, for it's by grace. Set your what's your crown?
What's your crown?
What's your mountain?
What's your mountain?
Isn't much too high?
Isn't much too high?
Just speak the word.
Speak the word of God.
And by and by,
it will move.
Fly
in a higher place,
in a higher place.
Do not struggle,
for it's by grace.
Set your wings to the wings of faith,
for you can
fly,
you can fly
in a higher place,
in a higher place.
Do not struggle, it's by grace.
Set your time he comes, something good happens.
Every time he comes, something good happens.
So come, Lord, come, Lord, come, Lord Jesus. The cactus I said,
So come, Lord.
Come, Lord.
Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen
in a time
of sorrow and deep distress. When you're all alone in that one-to-one with God, sing all my cares to you. Lord, I confess that in that mighty presence we are.
Every time
Jesus comes,
every time he comes, something good happens. Every time he comes, something good happens.
So come, Lord. Come, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. Something good must happen.
So come, Lord.
So come, Lord. Come, Lord.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Something good must happen.
Keep holding to his ever-present grace.
Yes,
we are encouraged to always seek his face.
For he who the Father brings, he will never turn away. With the Lord Jesus, something good.
Every time he comes, something good happens.
So come.